Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're invited. Join Bloomies in the Mosaic District for an art stroll on Saturday, June 18th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and shop one-of-a-kind art by local artists. Pop by with your family and friends to also enjoy Bites by Colada Shop. And watch Chalk Riot in action as they paint the sidewalk murals in front of our store. Plus, get store-wide savings during our Buy More, Save More event. See you there.
So what are you plugging in this week?
Oh, it's my electric blanket. The nights are drawing in now, aren't they?
Yvette and Glenn!
Podcast 68, everybody!
Yay! 68.
Where does the time go, I ask
you? I don't know. And do you think when we get to 69, it might be an extra rude one?
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, it'll be a mouthful.
Can we have that pun next time as well?
Yeah. I'll have to do it.
Absolutely.
Next
now, if you remember a week from now, that'll be quite useful. Oh, well, here we are. How is everybody?
Well, we all seem quite happy. We all seem quite, you know, deliriously excited to be here in lovely Droylsden.
Yes, we're not
in
your house again this time.
No, we're in lovely Droylsden. Mum's, if you hear this, which she'll do a lot of.
Yeah.
She's not farting.
She's leaking.
She's leaking.
Like a cat fart. Like,
Isn't it, Ma?
Oh, it's too hot, yeah.
It's another hot one. We went from cold and then we've gone back to sweaty hot again. But like you say, the nights are drawing in.
It's getting colder at night, though, still. So.
What is it with Droylsden at the moment? Because there's lots and lots of roadblocks and crime scene tape everywhere.
Yeah. I think it's the stoppers escaping, isn't it?
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
Mind you, has anybody seen Reg of late? Talking about crime scene?
Oh, no.
Oh, I've not even heard anything. Because he normally does Stoke, doesn't he? But
yeah.
What happened if something happened when he left here last time?
Oh, he was very aggressive, wasn't he?
Oh, were we here last time? I can't remember.
No, we were
ours. We were yours, yeah.
We were ours, weren't we?
Yeah.
And he was in a great mood, as I recall.
Was he?
Because
he was in a bad mood.
He'd met that girl around the back of the club that he was performing. And he seemed really... I think he was going to try and meet her again, so...
Unless something's happened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How exciting. Well, it's not exciting. We don't want anything to happen to him, do we?
Well...
I hope he's taking precautions. Anyway, how was your day, Glenys?
How was your day?
Oh, I bumped my head today.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah, it was one of those stupid things. You know when you...
What, your head?
Yeah, it was a stupid head. It was a bit embarrassing. You know... When you're working on the kitchen counter and you're just putting the lid on the butter or something like this, putting some butter on your toast.
I thought I had an image of him working on the kitchen counter, you know, like with a drill and a hammer.
Yeah. No, I'm not that practical.
Yeah.
And then I dropped the knife on the floor.
Uh-oh.
All I did was bend down to pick it up, but obviously I didn't take a step back to bend down and pick it up, and bang, straight on the forehead. I've seen stars for about 5 minutes.
Going forward,
yeah,
coming back up. I can understand if you didn't see that.
Yeah, when the drawer's open or something. Yeah, but no.
But you
that's what's stupid about it. I'm almost embarrassed to admit I did it.
And as you went down, did you go? Huh?
Yeah, did that first.
The first time you made that noise going down.
I'm just laughing away there, dirty one.
Oh, she's listening.
Is she?
She's paying attention.
Hey, Agnes, I've noticed your teeth aren't flacking down.
You will eventually.
Oh, will they? Oh, blimey, she's still not put the super glue up there. So you're concussed.
Yeah, a little bit of concussed, but I'm sure I'll muddle through. I don't know how I drove here, to be honest.
Did it make you dizzy?
It did, yeah. You know that phrase, seeing stars? I really understand what that meant now. Because
slow motion,
it's usually slow motion. No, slow motion's when you're falling off something, I think, or falling somewhere.
If that was slow motion, you'd have avoided it.
Yeah.
True. I remember fainting when I moved into a house. It was moving in day, and Carl will back me up on this. You know how I like to do things there and then, even if I don't have the equipment. I will. I wanted to put a picture up, so I didn't have a hammer, so I used the end of my shoe, stiletto heel. We've all done it at some point, I'm sure. So I used Carl. Anyway, I was using the end of a shoe to hammer that, and I caught my thumb, and it went through my thumb, and I fainted.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And next thing I knew, I was in the kitchen. Don't know how I got from there to there.
Did they call an ambulance and it took you to the kitchen?
No, it was the removal men.
Oh.
But my head, I was wearing, my head was between my knees.
Oh. Well, that's not what you were meant to do.
Their heads between your knees.
I know, and I remember thinking,
something smells funny. It was the smelling salt.
That's pretty quick for you, Glenn. That's pretty good, that. No, and I remember thinking, what happened? How long did I lose consciousness? Did they do anything inappropriately? Oh. And did I enjoy it?
Yeah, well, most importantly. Because that'd be unfortunate to remember that you'd
exactly.
enjoyed it.
Exactly, smells
yeah.
fishy to me. Yeah. And it did.
How much time had passed in between?
About 5 minutes.
Oh, really?
Wow. Well, I couldn't have done much. Yeah, all right.
Awkward pause there.
I know.
Hey, how was your day?
How was my day? Oh, blimey. I've just been busy writing.
Ooh.
Writing.
Anything you can share with us on the QT?
Not really, no. No.
Okay. All right, so you can't tell us about your day for security purposes.
The only thing we could talk about security purposes is we sent a package to Mary, didn't we, today?
We did.
Yeah, and Carl has got a blood blister on the bottom of his lip from ripping off the parcel tape in the post office. He went all animalistic on us.
We're all in the wars today, aren't we, by the looks of things?
It's one of those things you kind of go... It's only because you said, oh, you've got something on your lip. And you kind of go...
It's been chewing a cherry.
Why would that happen? Why?
Yeah.
I just think it just shows how manly and gorgeous you are.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was... So nothing to report. It's been really, really quiet. But near where we live, the M6 has been blocked us all week.
3 days.
Yeah.
The track, you can't go out.
I don't understand your house.
You can't do anything. No. I don't know what's been going on. It's very upsetting.
Mm.
How was your day, Mama?
Oh, nothing. A little bit of an embarrassing day, really, but only to myself, and it wasn't anybody else. I wasn't embarrassing anybody else. But
Go on, get to the point.
It's Yvette going like this.
Rolling my eyes.
Come on, Mother.
Go on.
I was in Sainsbury's with a couple of friends today, and we're just having a wander around, and for some reason, I mean, I don't know why, I went before I left. I got caught short.
Right.
And I was rushing around, really trying to find the toilets. Anyway, I found them, and I rushed in really quickly because I was desperate. And it was only when I was sat down doing what I needed to do that I thought... It really stinks in here. Why does it smell?
Well, how much did you fart? You must have really needed to go.
Yeah.
Oh, it really did smell. It's only when I came out of that thing, which was strange in itself, where you sat and everything was. And there's three men.
You got into the men's.
I know. I was embarrassed, but they just all just turned around and they just didn't say anything.
Probably thought you were a geezer.
I know. I don't think it was one of those.
What do you mean?
Men and women together. You know, those toilets so that you can both share.
Unisex. Oh, I don't believe
it. I don't think it was one of those.
No, you actually went into the men's one.
I actually did.
I don't understand the unisex toilets, public toilets. We went into one. There's a restaurant called... Is it the Crazy Bear?
Something like
Crazy
that.
Crazy Bear in Beckensfield.
Oh, do the birds, do the bear shit in the woods?
Yay! And
they're crazy.
But I remember going to the loo there, and there's just the wash stand in the centre, and you share the wash, the basin.
Yeah.
But there's like a sort of partition, but you can see each other, can't you, as you wash your hands? It's really weird.
Yeah,
don't like
right.
I don't like it at all.
No, it's not right.
We don't like that. How was your day, Agnes?
Well, it wasn't too bad. But anyway, the thing, watching telly, and of course, they were interviewing a foreign person, like, you know, and they put the captions up on the screen.
Yeah.
But when they put them up, you couldn't bloody well see them. It was in white. And the white background.
Oh, that's stupid.
You know, that really gets me, that really.
Is that really, is that which ruined your day, that did? Ruined your day.
That's all it took.
Yeah, yeah.
I still didn't know what they were talking about, like.
Yeah, but that's what I think. Somebody somewhere must have actually thought to them, this isn't going to work. Because you're putting white captions on a white background is wrong.
Have a word, Carl. Get in there, have a word.
Yeah. You work in telly.
Yeah.
You must know.
You know what?
What?
We've not opened any cheesy balls.
You're absolutely right. Shall I see what's...
No, you stay right there.
You stay where you are, Ange.
It's a bit early for that.
Now then,
I've got this. My day.
What are they? They are Are they for vegetarians, then?
Yeah, they can be.
How do you know?
Because it says suitable for vegetarians on the back.
All right, then, fine. We're going to open these and then we're going to ask Mr. Beattie with a fanfare how was his day.
Yes, indeed. So
I think we need to say what they are.
Yes, yeah, quite right. Would you like to do the honours?
Oh, yes, they are... Kentucky Fried Chicken Max.
Walker's crisps have got Kentucky Fried Chicken.
But suitable for vegetarians.
Carl, your very first KFC in crisp form. You can go first.
Do you know, I was told KFC actually did do a vegetarian burger and I've not found one yet.
Oh.
I've been to lots of KFC and asked and they go, no. But apparently they do.
Well, when they do, make sure you get the chicken gravy to taste it with.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That would be nice. While we're munching, how was your day, Carl?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. No, we were getting a little annoyed.
Why?
Now, I'm not being sexist here. I'm just saying that the people we actually encountered today, standing in the middle of the fucking road with their kids after picking them up from school, the door, they've got two doors on their car, perfectly functional, on the pavement side. But these two ladies, after picking their kids up from school, had decided to open the other doors into the road, stand there with their kids,
mm-hmm.
so the traffic couldn't get past.
Morons.
Where was it? Where was it? Because we beat them and made them jump. And they looked like you'd just done the worst thing in the world to them.
Walked into their house on Christmas Day and pissed all over the presents.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
I so wanted you to wind the window down and go... Are you fucking thick?
But they had children, so I said no, Carl. I said no.
Yeah, but the problem is that they'll you can't swear at kids, and yet these parents will let the kids stand in a road and teach them that oncoming traffic is fine to stand in front of.
I know, that's outrageous.
You sit there and you go, it's a shame Rick's not here.
Oh, he'd have gone nuts, wouldn't he?
Because it is stupid. And these people, these two ladies were so engrossed in their own selfish day and chat, they didn't care about the cars around them, their own kids, any other people's kids, or the fact that they were holding up all these cars. Now, come on, ladies and men, if you're out there and you do the same thing. When you're picking your kids up from school, there's a fucking pavement. Use it.
Can I just say, absolutely everything you said I agree with. Should we do a new thing? Let's put in a honking horn and possibly somebody telling somebody to go and... themselves.
Yes.
And we can call that something. And I think we must give that. It's almost like the award, the Anytime Podcast Flip Off.
Yes.
To sort of vent our anger.
Flip Off Awards.
Flip Off Awards.
Go fuck yourself.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Great idea. Fine. You know what? We've all had a day of annoyance today, haven't we?
Yes, we are.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting.
You are.
Well, let's cheer things up because we've officially opened the podcast with the KFC crisps. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
They are very nice. A good choice there.
But we still have another two packets of chocolate fingers to open. Courtesy of Michaela... And Michaela Thomas and Bev Tudor, who sent them into that
very
time.
Nice. Yes.
4 weeks' worth of Cadbury's white fingers, Ange.
Wow.
You missed out the last two packets the last couple of weeks. So
it's a good job you kept those open, so it wouldn't have lasted in our house.
No, they wouldn't have done.
Yvette and I did have that discussion in Southport. I said, do you want me to keep these or shall I?
Michael, you keep them.
Yeah, and here they are.
Suck them. 1 o'clock in the morning.
Sorry, you'll suck them
at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, your neighbours heard that.
That made Agnes laugh.
Agnes, you dirty woman.
Oh, there's a little cheeky grin on her face there and everything.
Been there, haven't you? Done that.
Oh, my God.
Have a finger. Would you like a finger?
I'm enjoying the crisps first.
Oh, yeah. You're going to save us some soon
after. I have
after.
To say. Oh, say, no, not on the script, love.
Okay. There you go. I'll leave you with the bag,
yes.
And I'll put
not
them
on the script.
Onto my emails.
You're
here.
You're on your script.
Yeah.
Speaking of emails, should we get Will out of the cupboard?
Come on then, let's get him out the cupboard. Corresponding corner. Another message from another caller.
Corresponding caller. Leave a message and we might get back to you.
Yay!
Great job, Will.
In Hollywood.
In Hollywood.
How voice does travel, eh?
Yeah, I know.
I know, what a bloke. So, would you like to go first?
Oh, go on then, let me put my peepers on.
You put your peepers on. You giggles.
Mm. Constantly having to clean my windscreens.
The first one is, it's a message of gratitude as it goes.
Oh.
From a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, what are you two talking about? Honestly. This is from Andrew Whittingham, or also known as Stumpy.
Ah, Stumpy.
Thanks for your phone call. That was so funny.
No, I wasn't in here. I was out with dinner when this went on, but you said there was quite
an argument.
It
was hilarious. He wouldn't let Reg get off with anything, would he, would Stumpy? Thanks for your phone call. You've made my week and you are all amazing. And Reg was spot on with his reading, LOL.
Wow.
Thank you, Stumpy, for that.
Love that.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, another one. Yvonne Morris writes, hi, Yvette, Carl, Glenn and the mothers. Thanks for the wonderful podcast that's kept me sane and brightened my day every time I listen. I love to listen whilst at work and often laugh out loud for no apparent reason. But I know the reason and work colleagues don't until I tell them that they have to listen to you too. On hearing you talk about white chocolate fingers, did you know that Aldi, other supermarkets are available, sell their own brand of said fingers? Never tried them, but maybe you could be guinea pigs.
We have tried them on
We
one
have
podcast.
Tried them, yes.
They're nice.
And they are nice, mm. Yes. Less chocolate, more biscuit.
That's right.
Oh.
How sad that I remember this stuff.
Awesome, super advice.
Exactly. Thanks for the weekly podcast. I so look forward to Thursdays now. Love and light to you all from Yvonne Morris. Wonderful. Mm. Would you like to read the next one?
Is there another one on that page?
No, there is.
Just as well, because I'm still eating a finger.
Okay. This next email comes from Damien and Imogen. Hi, Yvette, Glenn, Carl, Mary, Will, Rick, mothers, and anyone else who is present. I really love your podcast and look forward to it every week. For Yvette's love of cheesy balls, I was in a shop the other day and found Walker's mix-ups, which contain French fries, crisp bugles, Watsits, and bugles. Oh, I see. Oh, crisp bugles, which were all cheese flavour. Thought of Yvette when I saw them. Oh, I might give those a try.
Ooh.
I would also like to say I've watched all of Mary's videos on her witchcraft and really enjoyed it. And after Rick's rant, I would vote for him as Prime Minister.
Wouldn't everyone?
Yes.
I think he's got a chance, you know.
I think he has. Thanks for making us... Thanks for making all of us listeners laugh through the pandemic. I cry with laughter every podcast without fail. Love, Damien and Imogen. Well, thank you very much for your emails.
We do love them. Keep them coming. There's
we
one
do.
Here. It's yeah. from Joey Williams in Liverpool.
Oh, Liverpool.
It says, hello, Yvette, Glenn, Carl, Mary, Rick and the lovely mothers. Hope you're all well. I was walking around Tesco today doing the weekly big shop and also spending what felt like a year's wage on school uniform and stationery for my two children's return to school.
Been there.
Yeah, we all. When I came across a couple of things which made me think of you guys. I know Yvette likes a finger or two, so when I saw this new flavour, I wondered if she might also like these. They are much better than the orange flavour, which Carl doesn't like. I much agree with Carl, he says. And now I know the next... I said he. It could be a she, Joey, couldn't it?
Could be a she, yeah.
Now I know the next one isn't cheesy, but as you all enjoyed the giant Watsits, I thought you might want to also give these a try. I also just wanted to say a massive congratulations to Mary for getting into the RAF.
Aww.
And send her my best wishes. I have so much respect for people who serve in the armed forces. Also, Yvette, your new podcast is fantastic.
Oh,
I want to give it a plug.
Thank you. Go on, then.
Go on, then.
Oh, I thought you said, do you want me to give it a plug?
Do you want to give it
a plug? Oh, yes. It's called Paranormal Activity with myself. And you can...
Who's that?
It's me, Yvonne Fondling.
Oh.
And you can listen to it on all the major Spotify. And
yeah, all the platforms.
All the platforms. That's the word I'm looking for. Thank you. Yes, and I really enjoy doing it. It's out every Thursday. It's out Thursday morning and then This podcast, as we all know, is out Thursday afternoon. So Thursday's a very busy day.
Do you know the great thing about that is you can get yourself into the fear and scare of your paranormal mm-hmm. activity podcast, and then you can just laugh it away.
Absolutely.
In a carefree hour or so with this one.
Mm. Yeah. It ticks all the boxes, doesn't it?
It does. I'm stuffing my face with these crisps. They're very nice.
That's what they're there for. Here's the picture that Joey sent about the fingers. It's the new flavour. Would we all like to try those one day?
Mint.
I'm not so sure.
Doesn't look impressed. Yeah. What about you, Carl?
I'm not a mint chocolatey person.
Are you?
I don't mind.
For me, I like mint if it's mint.
Mm. Okay.
I don't mind it. I'd have to. I'd be happy to try.
Would it ruin your day if I turned up with a packet
not
of mint fingers
all.
One
no,
day?
No.
Okay. So we've got to try these things, haven't we?
We have.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll give it a go. Thank you, Joey.
I like those mint sticks.
Oh, matchmakers.
Oh, yeah. Everybody. They always come out at Christmas,
don't they?
Actually,
I know.
Can you buy matchmakers outside of the Christmas season?
Yes.
But nobody. Who does
them,
though?
I'll do that.
Shall I get them for you?
We should get matchmakers for the next podcast.
Would you like me to get them for you before
They do orange
then?
Matchmakers as
they
well.
Do
you, would
like
you like those?
He doesn't like orange chocolate.
At all.
I do.
No.
And chocolate and orange to me, it's almost like, why? It's almost like if you had like something like some bread and some garlic. What? No, hang on.
No.
It's like if you had some beef
and
some... No, and let's go. Yeah. Or ice cream. You go, no, you wouldn't. You just wouldn't. You just wouldn't.
Well, you wouldn't with
beefy ice cream.
Barbara Bliss cake or whatever it's called.
Marmite cake.
Yeah,
the one that,
I mean,
I've
one that
made.
You made, yeah.
No, but that's perfect. See, Marmite goes with everything. Marmite goes with bread. It goes with, and as we found out, it goes with ice cream. Mm. It goes with pizza.
See,
it goes with
ice cream and that's not right.
Perfect.
Did you see the advert for Marmite aftershave?
Yes, there's a Marmite deodorant as well.
Is it deodorant? I mean, that's what I meant.
Yeah, that's.
I think you're going to have to buy some.
I haven't seen it anywhere, though.
I don't want to smell a Marmite. I like tasting it. I don't really want to smell it.
I think we should get
your smell
some.
Of yeast.
I tell you what.
You could smell yourself in that with it.
No, she couldn't. She'll get a yeast infection. Or a yeast extract infection.
Yeah, I will.
I'd be down there all night.
No! I better put some mint
sticks in there.
Put some mint fingers up there. That'll stop him. Hi, guys. First of all, this is from Paige in Ipswich. First of all, I just want to thank you all for doing this on the weekly, as it really does bring so much joy and light into people's lives. I couldn't believe how late I was at discovering this podcast. It wasn't until Carl's weekly chats on YouTube last year that I realised it was a thing. So I apologise for that. Well, it's about time you clocked in and listened, because quite frankly, we've been missing you.
We've been here all this time.
Paige.
Yeah, waiting for you.
Wait for you. Second of all, you guys really have no idea how much you all mean to me and contribute to my life. I'm 29 now and grew up watching Most Haunted. It sparked my intrigue into the world of paranormal years ago, and I've been hooked ever since. It gets me through the darkest and happiest of days, and long may it continue.
29 is no age, is it?
No, it's nothing. Speaking of Most Haunted, I was watching the old episodes the other day when in episode 6, season 7 at Mains Hall, Carl says, "Who are you, brother?" And I couldn't help but laugh out loud as I envisaged Yvette on a CBD oil.
Who are you, brother?
Hey, brother.
I've got it.
Hey, brother.
Did you say it like that? Do you remember?
No, I've got a mate who sounds like that.
Have you?
But why would
California.
You have said that?
Hey, brother. Hey, brother.
But why would you have said that on a Most Haunted? Who are you, brother?
Are we talking to a monk?
No, because I do call people brother.
Well, you used to. You don't so much anymore,
no,
do
but
you?
No, I call like, yeah, it'd be like, because I think it's nice, because we're all brothers and sisters, aren't we?
Brother?
Brother?
Get on down, brother.
These days it's more like brother, isn't it?
Hey, brother, how are you? Because we're all, you know, it's
okay.
A brotherhood, a sisterhood, it's a worldhood, it's a humanhood.
Yeah.
Well, now that's been explained, I can move on. After chewing another lovely Kentucky Fried Chicken Walker's Max Crisp. And we're not sponsored by them, if anybody's thinking
we are.
No, we're
not, unfortunately.
Last, this might make you smart. I work in a pharmacy, and we often have to make up antibiotic liquids for patients by adding water to the powder. But sometimes they like to take it home and do it themselves. So we often have to ask, do you want to take it dry? Oh, my God. And I can't help but laugh Well, I couldn't work in a pharmacy and have to say that. I'd be sacked within... Oh, my God. You really are like family to me, and you have absolutely no idea how much you have touched this girl's heart. One day, I'll get to a most haunted event and meet you all, but until then, keep being fabulous and sending you the biggest, warmest hug to each of you. Thank you. From Paige.
Oh, thank you, Paige.
That's very
Paige.
Sweet.
And can I just literally add to that? Paige says about, you know, going weekly and thanks. Do you know what, though? We couldn't go weekly if it wasn't for the editing talents of Glenn, because when we finish here, Glenn still has to take all of this stuff and edit. And someone who edits Most Haunted, I know how difficult that really is. So it is. Let's give a round of applause for Glenn,
thank you,
for his editing. Yay.
Honestly, Valerie.
Oh, whatever. He gets free freaking fish and chips. And cake and wine. What more does he want?
Carl and I, though, we often have an argument between us about what is more difficult, audio editing or video editing. And my money is on video editing.
No, audio.
Oh, you're both fabulous.
You
do
is
what
I've
you
done
do.
A bit of both.
Although I would say that because you can't see anything, can you?
No, it's easy.
You can't see anything. You can see what...
I'm just thankful it's not the days
on the radio,
when everything was on tape and you'd have to listen to the tape and cut the tape and it would take forever.
Mm-hmm. Mm. No, I just think the reason we're doing this for every week is because
it's fun.
It's the time you spend editing, so thank you. On behalf of everyone who listens.
Thank you very much
and
indeed.
It's looking at me like, so fucked. Fucking hell.
No, it's giving the time to eat
me?
Some more
I'm
snacks.
Here. I'm here talking. I'm here doing stuff. What about me? And do you know what? Thank you, Yvette.
Oh, for God's sake!
She can't swear because she's a children's author.
She's a children's author, you know.
Nicely done.
Yay.
This email comes from Jamie from a sunny Yeovil, it says here.
Oh, well, I like Yeovil. I did pantomime in Yeovil. Lovely place.
This email then from Jamie in Yeovil says, hello, everybody. A discussion at work today has led me to this email, as I thought you would find it quite amusing. Mm. A colleague of mine, who is called Polly, received some feedback today, but the customer
she
must...
a cracker.
Polly, what a cracker.
I am, no idea.
It's all right, if you wouldn't have said it, I would have done. The customer must have been using autocorrect because she was actually called Pollution on the email.
God.
I asked the rest of our group what funny names they've been called through misspellings through autocorrect.
Oh, that's good.
Here are some of the best. My manager, whose name is Aaron, has been called Karen. He was even at one time called Tim. Another colleague named Louise was actually called Jeffrey. How is that even similar?
I don't know.
And one of my favourites, one of my colleagues called Victoria, had a cold. The woman she was speaking to thought she was a man and repeatedly called her Victor. And what I want to know is, what have you been called differently to your names? Thank you for everything you do and for all the laughs. Really makes my week listening to you all. Jamie and Sunny Yeovil. What have you been called different to what you normally are?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, bitch.
I've been called I've been all kinds of things. Yeah.
This is long.
Yeah, what have you been called, Mum? Nothing?
No, I can't.
I mean, dirty heart, take that.
Sorry.
Where did that come from?
Did you get possessed? What happened then?
Did you hear it? I didn't hear anything.
Oh, my God. It's like it came out.
It's an emanation, wasn't
it? It is an emanation. It was painful. I can see on the look on your face. What have you been called, Agnes, apart from all the obvious?
Cloth ears.
Yeah. She's doing very well.
She's doing well,
yeah.
Good nuts about. My eyesight's all right.
That's why you can hear us. You've got your glasses on.
That's it.
Sorted. I think we should open that up to the listeners, though. Tell us about the names you've been called by accident.
Yeah. Sounds I haven't been getting nothing apart from bitch, yeah. Bitch, cow, horse, lag. That's it, really.
Hello at anytimepodcast.com if you want to send an email on that.
That was done very quietly, Glenn.
It was. Yes. Do you know that was done almost professionally?
Yeah,
no,
almost.
No, I'm not professional.
Almost, it was almost like at the end of a Sunday prayer thing.
Dominus like Asparagus Sanctus.
This email comes, doesn't say who it's from.
Does it not? It doesn't say the bottom. From Mandy.
There's a picture of me there.
Oh, they are.
From Mandy Blaney.
Oh, there you go. This email comes from Mandy Blaney. Hi, Yvette, Glenn, Carl, the mothers, and anyone else who may be popping by. First, I want to say a big thank you. This podcast has got me through lockdown, working from home for the last 18 months, as I still am. It has made me very antisocial and avoiding outside contact. Listening to your show whilst having to shop alone eased my anxiety and made... and made me feel surrounded by friends. Before I get to the subject at hand, I was listening to last week's podcast in my car on the way to pick up my daughter from work at the local farm tea room. Oh, how lovely. Oh. They had a festival in one of their fields that week, so a nice young man was checking everyone was going the right way. I rolled down my window to let him know my destination, just as Reg Corker started shouting, "Cock! Cock!" at the top of his voice. Needless to say, his face was a picture as I sped off. Secondly, I have a change your name for you. After moving house, I had to go to a new GP surgery. While sat in the waiting room, I read the list of GPs who were on duty that day, and I'm glad this wasn't mine. Dr. DF.
When
their next patient was announced, I was relieved to hear it pronounced better than it read. Dr. DF.
DF.
Now, I'm sure you know what a weird crush and guilty pleasure is, but I will give an example of each when I would love to hear yours. Oh, that's a separate... Oh, she's gone on to something else. Oh. This picture demonstrates the weird crush. This was taken at Bow Manor Hall in June. Now, whilst I find Carl to be a silver fox, obviously, I was not aware of the impact he had on my 18-year-old daughter, Victoria, who, because of this picture, has to admit to everyone he is her weird crush. When people ask her why she's standing like that and looking like that, she just says, "It's Carl. And by the way, Carl, thank you so much for taking her outside to have this photo and then taking us both to investigate the stairwell."
Hello.
You actually made her. Why is Carl a weird crush? I don't understand it.
It's
Carl is
crush.
A sexy, gorgeous crush.
Do you know what? I remember that. And I remember us going at Bow Manor, and we got some pretty good stuff in, actually. We got some knocks and stuff.
Do like a bit of Bow Manor. That's for sure.
But that's a backhanded compliment, that wasn't it, really?
It is, but you're certainly not a weird crush. You're a full-on gorgeous, sexy crush.
Do you have a weird crush, though? Is there somebody, a guilty crush, that kind of thing?
Only on a horse. Honestly,
sometimes when I've got tight pants on.
I saw this video of a Frisian horse once, and I swear to God, I actually gasped and went, as I saw it trotting and prancing towards me.
Wow.
That's my weird crush.
That wasn't an answer I was expecting.
No.
No.
You dirty
horse.
Dirty mare.
Dirty mare.
Dirty mare.
What about you? Oh, me? Nigella Lawson.
That's not weird, though. Lots of men and women find her very sexy, don't they?
Okay.
And she
perpetuates it.
Yeah, and she's mashing her potatoes, swinging her tits around.
This is a nice, plump, round grape with the inside being moist.
Oh, that lovely word.
On the inside.
Yes.
Yeah. She can bake my spuds anytime.
Anytime. I would love one of the mothers, or both of the mothers, to do an their version of Nigella.
Oh, yeah.
Cooking.
Mashing the potatoes, but trying to do it provocatively.
In leather.
Your mother in leather. Oh, my mother in some spandex.
Oh, they sound like they're up for that.
Mm.
And also, I've actually worked with Nigella.
Have you?
Yeah, I used to do a book thing about books, book report stuff, and she was on it. And do you know what? She was absolutely lovely. Really, really nice. Oh, just a nice lady, and that's nice to know, especially if you've got a bit of a crush on someone.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah. But really lovely. Mm. I'm going to say it again. Really lovely.
Yeah, was she really lovely, Carl? Really lovely. Very nice. Indeedy-deedy-do.
Did you have a weird crush on anyone, Mother?
Oh, I like James Mason, the way he's talked.
James
Mason. That's not a weird crush, though.
No, weird crushes are on people who you wouldn't find ordinarily attractive.
Oh, right.
So no, then.
No.
So if you hear any strange mumbling in the middle of the night, if you happen to go round to your mother's in the middle of the night and you hear her going, "Oh, James, you know who she's dreaming about."
Yeah.
No, we haven't.
Nice. You like James Martin, the cook, but he's not a weird crush.
He's not a weird crush.
Again, I've worked with him.
Like,
he's lovely.
Benedict, or whatever.
Work with everybody.
The 18, but that's not a weird crush.
Benedict's.
Oh, I don't know what his name is. What's his name?
Oh, yeah, the face. No, the other one.
Was that face
Benedict? Yeah, it was face,
yeah.
Wasn't
he? Yeah,
Dirk Benedict.
Dirk Benedict.
That was it, yeah. I thought you were thinking you were going to say Benedict Cumberbatch then for a minute.
Oh, it's Cumberbatch.
He's Sherlock.
Oh, no.
See, things he might...
He's a weird crush for people, isn't he?
I'm a little similar to you, because my crushes are like... I can look at a car, and I'll have a crush on a car, because I just look at the lines of it. I don't think it doesn't get me erect.
So say.
But
people do.
But it's
do
like
that,
a, yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, they do. Oh my God, yeah. That's they do.
It's a thing.
It is a thing. Really? Let's look it up. I haven't got my phone with me.
Something,
it is called something. Inanimate objects.
Yeah. Yes.
Mary was very not that she was into it, but she was peeing herself laughing and showing me photographs of some random person sort of pretending to have sex with a part of a building.
Apparently
they married a train station or something.
We had somebody saying that somebody was humping a tree a couple of weeks ago, didn't we?
Oh my God. Yes, that's right.
It's objectophilia. That's what it's called.
Really?
And it's a picture. There's a picture here of a woman, and she's kissing and embracing some kind of steel girder or something. Look at that picture.
Isn't that the woman that got married to it?
Oh, the railway station. It might well be.
To have that, to go to that far. I mean, I love the shape of certain cars.
Yeah, but you
wouldn't
go kissing
it.
No, you wouldn't shove your knob up the exhaust pipe, would you?
No, but there are some people who do. Wasn't there one on TV?
It was
a Mustang. Funny enough, going back to your horses, but and it was a later girl who went downstairs and found her. It was in America, obviously, but it was they. She found her husband actually making love to the car in the garage.
Wow!
And was it in the?
It was in the exhaust.
In the exhaust.
Oh, the engine hadn't been running.
What if it got stuck?
I know.
By their big exhaust.
That's true.
Glove compartment could be very nice.
Some people are only lucky enough to be able to do the cigarette lighter.
Do you remember that episode on Jerry Springer where the guy married the horse?
Yeah.
And he brought the horse on. Yeah, he actually legally married the horse.
And what is going on in the world when you can do that?
I just think it's peculiar.
It is.
When I say a crush that I have on a horse, it's nothing sexual at all. It's just a love of it. It's a kind of admiration.
Admiration.
Breath away.
Yeah,
it's exactly.
Animal,
like you can look at a flower and go, oh my God, it's amazing.
Like a horse.
Yes,
I love that.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's
gorgeous.
Yeah.
Hi everyone. Hi. This email comes from Andrea. It's quite a long one. When listening to Mary's unfortunate incident in the gym in podcast 64, bless her, I was reminded of my most embarrassing moment ever. Several months after having my first baby, I was trying to squeeze into my summer clothes. I managed to fit into my favourite crop linen trousers. They were very snug fitting, but I was so pleased to fit back into them. Later that day, I decided to nip out to the shops. I wandered around several shops having a good look around and thinking how much looser my trousers felt and dead chuffed with myself. I then glanced in a mirror and got the shock of my life. There for all to see was my arse hanging out of my trousers.
Oh dear.
What? Awkward. My trousers had split down the middle of each cheek. Oh, no wonder they felt loose. Worst of all, I was only wearing a G-string underneath, which only added to my humiliation.
Did you have a hairy bum?
Oh, I quickly grabbed the nearest garment I could find and clasped it onto my backside. I ran into the changing room as fast as I could, where I found a sales assistant who soon collapsed into hysterical laughter when I showed her my trousers, as I asked her to help me and find me some more trousers to try on. While I was waiting for her, I started to think about all the other shops that I'd been in earlier and recoiled in horror when I realised that I'd been bending down looking at baby clothes. And a coffee shop was right behind me. They must have thought it was a supermoon rising. Oh, the embarrassment. Thankfully, the sales assistant found me some more trousers to cover my modesty, and they were worth every penny. Lots of love to you all, Andrea. Well, there
Poor
you go.
Andrea.
There is a... what's the word I'm looking for? There is a...
A god?
No, yes, for that story. But there is a... What's the word? Not a fable, a...
Lesson to be learned.
There is another word for it, but that'll do. There is a lesson to be learned. Always when you think your trousers are just... Oh, I can squeeze into
Bend
these.
Bend over before you leave the house.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'd like to know what size the person bought her.
Well, yes, Andrea, let us know. My mother wants to know what size.
Did you get?
Yes. Mm.
And now it's time.
Glenn went, Anyway.
It's time for Word to the Mothers.
Ooh, exciting.
It's Agnes and Angela's word definitions in Mum's and Words.
scrunching the faces up
they
there.
They are, they're very... you look like your arse. Right. Hello, gang. Eh? I have. You don't think
that's
I have.
That's when you were wearing linen trousers in the supermarket.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Andrea.
Yeah.
Should we say?
This is from Steve and Steve in Plymouth. Hello, gang. Was just on Facebook and someone posted that if you go on to Urban Dictionary, type in dirty followed by your name, it gives a description of a dirty sexual act. Attached is the Urban Dictionary definitions of both a dirty Yvette and a dirty Glenn.
Well, we'll do yours this week.
Ooh, we will. After listening to the most recent podcast about how Carl and Yvette christened the dining room table the night before Christmas lunch, God, I wonder if they'd practice the art of a dirty Yvette. Ha ha ha. Thanks for all the laughs. Love that I can now get my fix weekly. So, what is a dirty Yvette?
A dirty Yvette.
Scintillating radio.
What sort of things did she get up to?
What?
I don't know what she gets up to.
No, no, it's not about me personally.
Oh, I know, but,
well, it must be. We've got to think about you doing dirty.
Well, there is a connection.
Oh, is there?
I mean, he actually said there's a after listening to Kristen in the dining room table.
Oh.
How do you read with these?
With difficulty. Can you give some sort of clue?
That's where a dirty Yvette is somewhere that will have sexual intercourse absolutely anywhere, like on the table. Mm.
Is that
no,
right?
No, that's just Yvette.
Is that a thumbs down or a thumbs up?
No, that's a thumbs down.
So it's nothing like that. No. It's not that not she can that. Do these things.
I love the way Agnes doesn't put any of the into it, and then at the end, so it's nothing like that. No, like it was her suggestion. Yeah. Well, come on, Agnes, get with it.
So is it? It's nothing like that then, Carl. That a dirty Yvette will do dirty things all over the place strangest of places.
What you've got to take away is dirty Yvette. Yvette isn't. Isn't a person.
No.
The whole thing is an act.
Yes.
It's a name given to a thing, to doing something.
Oh, right. Oh, well, we've had all sorts
washing
of
anything.
Things.
I'm sorry?
Washing?
You need to wash it afterwards.
Yeah, well.
What do you mean? That's a sexual act.
That's an act.
You never know what comes up in these things now, do you?
But washing, in what way? What
washing
do you mean
what?
Washing? What way? Sounds like a Chinese person washing what way?
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Washing what way?
It's a dirty
He's going to be a character in a Driscoll Tower.
He is.
Well, give us a clue.
It's an act. Yeah, it's an act, a sexual act. Let's come up with any sexual act. We don't know, do we? We'll just have to make one up.
Do you want to...
Give him a clue, for Christ's sake.
Yeah,
I'm dying.
It's... It's inserting a certain food stuff somewhere.
Oh. Really? Oh, I wonder what sort. You see, here we go
again.
What
sort of food then?
Food, what is
it? Oh, for God's sake, you should just
think of a food.
Think of a
vegetable. Is it a carrot?
Vegetables and what?
No.
No.
Sprouts.
A sprout.
It's something that she does.
You're turning me on. Pop a sprout in.
Somebody
that does it for me.
Somebody that's doing it. Ooh, she does dirty there. She doesn't. He does dirty there.
Okay, I'll give you where it's used.
It's a broomstick.
A broomstick?
What?
Going up one of the oracles.
She's perfect. This is the definition. She's perfect. Definitely marriage material. She totally let me give her a dirty Yvette on the dining room table.
Yeah, something like that. So, on the dining room table, a dirty Yvette. So, it's not a stick, is it? It's not like a broomstick. Oh, painful, that, isn't it?
You are...
So far away.
No, you... I thought you were going to have it then.
Oh.
Interesting.
But you ruined it by using the word broom.
Toilet brush. What about that?
Is it?
No.
Oh.
Agnes, come
you
on.
You were so close.
Spatula.
With one word, but you ruined it by using another word, so you changed both words.
Stick.
Ah, stick. Now, you see.
Sticking a stick.
Now.
Yeah, stick. Oh, is it a lollipop? Something like that?
No.
Oh.
Not a candy floss.
What?
Not a candy floss.
No.
What food stuff has the word stick in?
Yeah.
Lolly stick.
Not a lolly stick. I don't know the answer. I'm just
food stuff with sticks. Sticks. Oh, not celery. Is it celery?
No.
That's
what
I was thinking,
Angela.
Celery. Stick of celery.
Can you imagine that? Stick of celery in a pot of sugar at those that's rhubarb and it's with salt.
I have got the celery.
I'm not coming around
some
your
salt on it.
Some celery
side. Some celery. Who has celery parties?
A stick
that has stick in it.
Who do you know?
Stick in the actual word in it is stick. That the word there's stick in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shall we tell them?
The act of inserting fancy Italian breadsticks into one's rectum and garnishing with a combination of parsley, basil, and ejaculate.
Oh! That's a
gentleman's relish.
There you go.
What about that then?
Fantastic.
Well, you live and learn.
I live and learn.
I'm going to look at you in a whole new light.
I know, we'll have to do that. No, we not do that. I mean, you know, just like...
He'll leave seeds everywhere.
No! Look at me, mother. I'm going to be sick.
Oh, you have to make sure you clean it because it'll grow.
Oh, it will. So that's a right tree up there.
In a moist climate.
Next week's mother will, words to the mothers will be the dirty Glen.
Oh,
we'll
I see.
Out. Start thinking about what that could be.
And the next one will be dirty Carl, then dirty Mary, and dirty all of everybody.
Yeah, dirty Ange, I bet that'll be a boon.
Oh, it will.
Can you imagine? We'll be here. Describing that one forever. Yeah. Right, it's time for a game of What's That Noise?
Yay!
What's that noise? 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 Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
Well, then, this is the new noise. I can't say the word. This is the new
noise.
Why can't I say it?
Noise.
Well, then, this is the new noise. Here comes the new noise.
There you go.
Excellent.
What do you think it is?
Well, I know.
You do know what it is, don't you?
Yeah,
okay, fine.
But it's still interesting because we do have some interesting answers coming in. Claire over there in Weston-super-Mare says...
Hammers!
Hello, one and all. Loving the show. The nicknames on the last show were amazing. I work for myself, so I can't give myself a nickname. You're asking people who work in the workplace.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah.
Thought I'd go out to have a go guessing your new mystery sound. Is it washing clothes outside with a dolly and bucket?
The dolly and bucket?
Yeah, you know the old...
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
I just...
He went, just not looked a at mum and just went...
No, it is not that.
Okay, interesting sound though.
It is an interesting sound.
You can see why I should think that.
Yeah.
Jules in Somerset, another one from Somerset.
Oh, I live Somerset.
Hello there, you mad baskets. Can I guess your new noise? Yes, you can. I think you're putting new pond lining down in your garden.
That's a good guess.
Good, very good guess. Wrong.
But it's wrong.
Oh. And finally for now, Loretta in Dundee. Says, your new mystery sound has got me thinking. Could it be the cleaning of something so big you had to put it outdoors like a canvas sheet or something?
I always clean my vagina indoors. So, no, it's not right.
Okay, I think it's because you've got the noise of the ducks in the background.
That's
and
what
stuff
it is.
Like that.
It's, so yes, definitely.
It's obviously happening outside,
it is.
Whatever's going on there.
It's definitely outside.
Okay, so if you want to send an email for What's That Noise, keep the guesses coming in, send them to...
Go, Agnes!
Hello, anytimepodcast.com.
Yay!
Hello at anytimepodcast.com.
That's hello at anytimepodcast.com.
That's great. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that's a car arriving up the drive.
It is a car. Oh, I love it!
The adventures of
we left you all agog, a queefing quiver and a testicle tickler at the sudden arrival of none other than silver tongue, bowl, hair-cutted, shite, rhyming poet, Pam Ayres, spelt with an I, not a Y. For those of you who never heard of her, she's a woman that many of us moaned at during Saturday night telly. But in her defence, she was good at rhyming and that. She joins our crime-finding duo along with Dr. Driscoll's prison cell mate, George Clooney. George Smoothie. Will we get to the bottom of the arse? I mean the bottom of it. Will we crack the arse? I mean the case of the writers are on strike again, mystery murder!
Not so fast, Miss Torpley. I see with your husband you're about to flee. There is a body we both can see, but who the murderer must it be?
Well.
I might have known you'd show your bowl-like pudding face at some point.
My love, is this sandal-wearing Laura Ashley frock-draped woman a friend of yours? She smells vaguely familiar.
Oh, yes. I'd smell Casherelle anus anywhere. Think she looks lovely. Very masculine. Neat. Yes, very neat. Oh, would you like to stroke my pocket, Miss Ayres? With an I, not a Y.
Pocket, you say? Then if I may, there was a young man from Sprocket who went to the moon in a rocket. The rocket went bang, his balls went clang, and his dick ended up in his pocket. That may be as well, but tell us what you're doing here. Did you murder that orange antique dealer baboon-faced David Dickinson?
My love, I smell fear. Methinks she's guilty.
No, lovely, that's just the anus. Now, don't you worry, Pam. Just take the pocket. That's it. Hold it tightly now.
Murder, you say? Huh. Well, that will be the day. I had to do it right, and like you, you ungrateful sprite. I wrestled him to the ground like an octopus I found. He had again shoved up his bum. Ew, what a farce. I placed my finger on his trigger and shot him right up his arse.
She's really good, my love. Don't be so hard on her. I think George might want to be, though. It sounds to me like she saved us. Old Dickie was going to shoot us, remember? But Pam here did us a favour.
Well, I have to say, my love, I deduce that old Dickie was indeed caught in the act with his trousers down by Pam under the chlamydia bush. What I can't detect, though, is how she spied the gun up his rectum. That I'll never know, and I don't think I want to.
Oh, I do. Come along, Pammy. Let's go inside and play Hunt the Liverwurst. Oh, I bet you can't find anything to rhyme with that. Oh, naughty girl. Watch it. Your hair slipped.
Join us next week for another enthralling... Please get the writers back. Please. Episode of I'll Do Anything. I'll Even Shave My Back for Charity. Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll's Rhyming Murder. Well, that bit didn't rhyme, did it? Tit. Oh, that did.
Amazing story.
What mysteries they get up to.
Normally, it's about time we actually do hear the Morris.
Of course, that's true. One car goes, another one arrives, that kind of thing. Nothing yet. And, oh, hang on. I've just got a message on my phone here. It's an email.
Oh.
It's from Reg.
What's it say?
Oh, is he not coming? It says, hello, everybody, my friend, my bestie.
Yeah.
Can't make it, but I have sent a reading. It's attached to this email, so you can just open that up and play this.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Let's see what it sounds like. Let's open it up.
Okay.
Okay. I need your help. I really, really need your help. I can't go on like this.
That doesn't sound like a reading.
What's going on?
I do need your help.
Yes, Mr. Corker. I'm sure if you lie comfortably on the couch, you will be able to manifest anything that is coming off your head.
That sounds like he's in a...
He's having therapy. Listen to that. I think we should stop it.
Should we? Does anyone else at home send us your psychic thoughts? Should we start?
Sounds really good to me. I want to listen more.
Oh, why do we?
What the mothers do.
Well, let's listen to it.
Roll it, baby.
Okay. Keep it going. Keep
Professor Popperman, I need your help. I really do.
That is why you are here, Mr. Corker.
I fucking know that's why I'm here, because I'm fucking here, and I'm psychic.
Okay, I can hear you. Clearly, you are feeling much anxiety and aggression.
Yes, coming through. Feeling fucking damp, because I'm always covered in cum.
You need to Go back to where this
Spam, I'm feeling... What?
Started, Mr. Corker. Where did it first start? I need you to start regressing to your earliest memories.
Okay.
Where were you feeling most...
Okay.
Calm and relaxed.
Oh, I'm a little boy. I'm a little boy. I'm playing ping pong.
And what are you playing ping pong, Mr. Corker?
Oh, I got a dream. I got a dream. To play for the country. To play for the country. So ping pong for the country.
So you had a dream as a
Fitty
small
pool,
boy.
Fitty pool.
And where did this all change? What? Move fast forward a few years now.
Oh, I got spots. Got fucking spots.
Are you still playing ping pong in
fucking spots.
In your teenage
years? I'm trying
years?
To get laid and not going to fucking have me. I'm going to have to pay for it. I can't get into the ping pong team. I can't get into the ping pong team.
So that is where the disappointment started, Mr. Corker. That is...
I need my granddad. I need my granddad.
So a father figure in your life. But you want the straight and narrow.
God. Hey, how much love I need to get my rocks off. You could be my wife. I know you're whore, but you could be my wife.
Sounds like you were down on the docks in Liverpool.
Oh, they're coming. Oh, the spirits.
Mr. Corker, the spirits are coming.
How? Oh, they're around me. Get a fake. They say you're a fake, and they know they're right.
Mr. Corker.
I can't handle it.
I need a drink.
I need a drink.
I need you to calm your mind.
I keep getting told to do things and I don't do them. I never told a baby to fuck off on a plane.
We have taken a great leap there from teenage years as a ping pong champion wannabe. And then, of course, your teenage years where you were spotty. And then down on the docks with illicit liaisons.
I need to find out. Spare me. Shut the fuck up. I need to... Spare me. When did you come into my life? Spare me. When did I first find... Spare me.
Mr. Corker, I think we should...
There's a hole in the wall.
A hole in the wall. You've been to a cash machine, Mr. Corker.
No, there's a toilet. There's a shitter.
You're in the toilet.
Oh, I know. Spare me's coming.
Okay.
Spare me's coming.
For this week, Mr. Corker, I think we should terminate the session.
Over my head with your spam.
I think we get the general idea.
I want you so much, spare me.
Mr. Corker,
I'm not a fake. I am a fake. No, I'm not a... Stuck your legs. No, you fucking won't.
Snap out of it now, Mr. Corker.
I'm not a fucking...
Snap
witch.
Out of
I'm
it, Mr. Corker.
I know a witch.
Snap out. Come on.
What the fuck? What happened?
I think you will find that your restful 24 hours, you will gather your thoughts and you can come and see me for the next session.
We are moving,
this is the first session and we will progress
but
further.
I don't fucking remember nothing.
Don't you?
What good is this if I don't fucking remember it?
But I will send you a bill for £400.
Where'd you come from anyways? You said Europe. Do you come from Europe? I don't know your accent. Did you come from Europe?
I come from Austria. We shall leave it there.
We will reconvene at the same time next week,
Mr. Corker.
Give me my fucking money back, you waste of fucking
time. Mr. Corker,
next week. You come to me.
You will be a lot
calmer. I can give you a fucking reading. You're not going to go on for very long.
This is where we will leave it for now.
Your sessions are going to fucking end right now. I'm fucking off.
Mr. Corker, get the fuck out.
Wow. Wow.
Oh my God!
Reg's got some problems.
I loved hearing that. That was great.
Interesting. A bit of therapy.
Some problems.
That was serious.
I feel we shouldn't have been listening to that though.
Do you know what though? I'm pretty sure that won't make the final edit.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it will either. I don't think it should.
And to be fair, if it accidentally does, I'm sure no one out there will listen to it.
Or tell Reg.
Let's not tell Reg about it either.
No, okay.
Because he doesn't listen back to it.
No, he doesn't. And I don't think he'll check his forward messages that he sent and stuff.
No, because he's psychic. He thinks he knows what messages he's going to get. Yeah, he reasoned before they sent.
That's a very good point.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed this week's podcast. It's been a plenty with laughter.
It's been enlightening.
Rudeness. And lots of cheesy, well, no, chickeny flavoured. They've all gone. It's outrageous.
You polished those off well, didn't you?
I know. Until next week, people.
Thanks for listening.
Bye, bye, bye. How long do I have to keep this clapping going?
Oh, you can stop with the clap now. Yvette and Glenn.
Greetings, listeners. This is Professor Popperman with a final thought. Did you know your future self is talking shit about you. Think about that.
If you have a brand, you want to guarantee units sold for every dollar spent on promotions. An effective ad spend that results in verified incremental sales is more important than ever. The Ibotta Performance Network, or IPN, delivers a pay-per-performance model that offers guaranteed ROI. Your budgets work harder, reaching over 120 million shoppers nationwide with Ibotta's network of retailers, publishers, and owned properties. And advertisers, that's you, can get an understanding of campaign performance. The Ibotta Performance Network. Promotions will never be the same. Visit ipn.ibotta.com today to learn more. That's ipn.ibotta.com.
5X480. Dayton B100 V-Belt. One of the many parts Grainger carries. It's also the item that helped Rob carry the day. The job was on hold. Deadline fast approaching. But a quick search on Grainger.com and Rob found his part. And with same-day pickup at his local branch, he and his crew got the job done, safely and on time. Get supplies and solutions for every industry with real-time product availability. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.